Welcome to our annual drive-through nativity. We are so glad you are here. We have already been praying for you, and our prayer is that your experience tonight will allow you to see Christmas in a renewed, brightly shining light through the perfect light of the world, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May this night bring you peace and unspeakable joy that only He can give. Thank you so much for coming and stepping back in time with us as we celebrate the cradle, the cross, and the crown. Long before Jesus was born, God was preparing the world for His coming. The Old Testament records over 50 prophecies about the coming Messiah. They were all fulfilled in the New Testament. Over 600 years before Christ was even born, the prophet Isaiah proclaimed, "Therefore, the Lord Himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call His name Emmanuel." We know God always keeps His promises. So when the appointed time came, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth with a message to the Virgin Mary, who was promised in marriage to Joseph. The angel said, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus." To which Mary replied, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." Now, not only did God reveal this news to Mary, but the angel of the Lord also appeared unto Joseph in a dream, saying, "Thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." In the years before Jesus' birth, the Roman Empire had spread its fingers across the land and imposed its rule on the Jews and the Gentiles alike. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. Now, this order demanded that every person must return to his hometown to be counted. That included Joseph and his wife Mary, who was great with child, because he was of the house and the lineage of David. They had to travel some 90 miles to get there. This was a trip that placed a lot of strain on the expectant Mary, and it forced them to find a place to rest just as soon as they got there. Even though their journey was long and dangerous, it too was a part of God's unfolding divine plan. Now, this is Bethlehem, the historic home of Israel's beloved King David. Remember, because of the census, anybody and everybody born of the lineage of David needed to return here to be counted. That's why when Joseph and Mary arrived, they found it hustling and bustling with travelers. The decree caused all of the inns in Bethlehem to be filled to overflowing, thus making them unable to take any more guests. But providentially, one innkeeper was able to offer them a place to stay for the night, but it would have to be in a stable with the animals. Being exhausted from their long journey and with Mary about to give birth, they humbly accepted that lodging for the night. Thankful for somewhere to rest, they would have to endure the sounds and the smells of the barn. Beyond the city limits of Bethlehem, gathered in a field that night, was a group of shepherds, men of humble occupation, tending to their flocks, protecting them from predatory animals and thieves. Now, these shepherds, considered to be the lowest of the low in that day, became the first people to hear the good news of great joy. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Overwhelmed with awe and anticipation, these shepherds hurried to Bethlehem, where they found Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus, just as the angel had said. Into the darkness of a Bethlehem sky on that silent night so long ago, a cry rang out from a humble, dirty, smelly stable. A feeding trough became the simple cradle for King Jesus as he made his divine entrance. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room in the inn. What a marvelous night. For the first time, people who lived in darkness saw the light of joy. The Holy Son of God stepped down from his heavenly throne to come to earth as a helpless babe, totally dependent on others. He laid aside his royalty and wrapped himself in human flesh to walk among us and to become sin for us. Little did the world know that a lowly stable was all God really needed to change our lives forever. Scripture provides a very important glimpse into Jesus' life as he grew into adulthood. It states that he increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. That means he grew in his relationship with God and people, and his wisdom was evident in how he understood and taught the scriptures. He even astounded the teachers in the temple at just 12 years of age. In adulthood, he taught in synagogues, in temple courts of Jerusalem, and in houses, at dinner tables, a tomb, and in a garden, on a road, on a mountainside, in the streets, and by a lakeshore on a boat. He was always proclaiming and demonstrating the love of God the Father. A large crowd of disciples and a great multitude of people followed Jesus and flocked to hear the master teacher. But not everyone loved Jesus and followed him. Because he was truth, the religious crowd grew angry with him and began to plot his death. But Jesus never veered from his earthly mission. Ultimately, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant. Being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Yes, after he had endured scourging, mocking, a crown of thorns, and other severe mistreatments, he was crucified between two criminals. Despite all the pain and suffering, Jesus demonstrated love and forgiveness, interceding for his tormentors and even extending salvation to one of the thieves crucified beside him. You see, Jesus' willing death was actually carrying out God's plan of redemption and salvation for all of us. But thank God it didn't end there. Here is the empty tomb, the most central and unique symbol in all history. It alone sets Christianity apart, demonstrating the victory of Jesus over death and sin. Death could not hold him. His resurrection changed everything. It validated his identity as the Messiah, fulfilled centuries of prophecy, and established the foundation of our very faith. The empty tomb, God's power over sin and death portrayed. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. The empty tomb offers us the hope of eternal life and reconciliation with God, full and free. But wait, there's even more good news. Yes, Jesus came first as a little baby in a lowly manger, but he is coming again as King of Kings and Lord of Lords to take us home to heaven. No longer will he lay aside his crown and his glory. In the Gospel of John, Jesus comforts his disciples by saying, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." This same Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. You see, it's all very simple. Jesus is our passport to heaven. You cannot get there without Him. Don't you want to go to heaven? Then receive Him today. Get your passport and go with us. If you make this decision tonight or need to discuss this wonderful gift further, please call or text us at 704-585-6543. Again, thank you for coming. Merry Christmas and God bless you all.